know, next Wednesday, the Detroit Lions training camp begins.
Yeah.
Wow. And another season is upon us. Will this be the season?
No. But but I think there will be a little bit more excitement. They're creating a little bit of buzz out there from the so-called experts.
You mentioned earlier this week in your sports about a Peter King.
Yeah, from Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
Called them the most fascinating team in the league.
I have found said article, and I have provided a link for you this morning.
Oh, cool.
On the Morning Team Show page, if you want to check out Peter's words and some of his positive thoughts as far as the Lions are concerned. In fact, he says, "I'm more bullish on the Lions than the wise guys are. More bullish than the NFL is." He says, "Detroit's the only team in the NFL without a primetime game this year. And the Lions are booked for zero network doubleheader windows. But," he says, "the Lions show a couple of reasons for hope, including the way that they fought to the end in most all the games last season."
Never
gave up.
That's true.
And he also said, "These players respect and are playing hard for head coach Dan Campbell. They've bought in to Dan Campbell." So that's
not hard to imagine.
And remember, and I'd forgotten this, as the training camp goes along, the Lions are going to be featured on HBO's Hard Knocks.
That's right.
Okay. Well, as much as we are hoping at some point for a Super Bowl for our Detroit Lions, we had, if there was any consolation last year, the chance to recognize quarterback Matthew Stafford, who left the Lions and went on to lead the Los Angeles Rams to the Super Bowl.
Yes. What a story.
So I suppose we felt kind of, I don't want to say that we won a Super Bowl, but we kind of felt like we were the training ground.
Yes.
You know, we allowed Matt to develop all those years to find a way to overcome all obstacles that are necessary to become a Super Bowl champion. That's what he did here in Detroit, and just because he won it someplace else, we
kind of bittersweet for us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yesterday the Los Angeles Rams unveiled their Super Bowl rings. Have you got your sunglasses handy?
Sure.
Well, maybe you won't get the actual glitz from it, but this is the ring.
Okay.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
The Super Bowl 56 championship ring features 20 carats of white diamonds, the most diamond carat weight in championship ring history.
I could see that.
The face of the ring features the Rams logo done up in a blue and yellow sapphire. There are two palm trees and the Lombardi trophy rising behind it. On one side of the ring, the players' and coaches' names. On the other side, the team's slogan, "We, not me." The other features include the score of the win over the Cincinnati Bengals. The underside of the ring features all of the playoff scores that the Rams had to get to the Super Bowl in the first place. The top of the ring twists off, and the interior reveals SoFi Stadium, the home stadium for the Rams, which was the Super Bowl stadium too. And it also, each ring has, it says here, remnants of the turf that the Rams played on in the Super Bowl.
Wow, they tried to pack everything into that ring, didn't they?
They did.
It sure has a Hollywood look to it, though.
Doesn't it? Yeah. I mean, that's
the glitz and glamour.
There is no question there is glitz and glamour in that ring.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, and this is a question for any time that anyone has won a ring that's given to all the championship, do they ever wear them?
Only for like interviews or appearances or something like that.
I think you're right, because sometimes we've seen people that go to like maybe a late night talk show.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And they hold up and they got their ring on their finger, right. Things like that.
Yeah, but most of the time, no, I think
they're for display purposes.
Right.
Yeah, and the value, you don't want to lose that, do you?
And, you know, it doesn't give the value here either.
Mm-hmm.
It just talks about how, again, it says
probably more than $10.
The team spared no expense.
Yeah.
You're not going to find this in one of those gumball machines.
I mean,
put your quarter in and you get a ring out. One of these days, well, again, the reason for this is maybe just to kind of cap what happened last season where we had to watch Matthew Stafford win. maybe this is
kind of like when Tiger fans had to watch Justin Verlander win.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we've had more than our share of those experiences.
Yeah,
Max or Max Scherzer going and win.
Right. Yeah,
something like that.
Hey, back to training camp. With this kind of weather, they have any kind of an indoor, air conditioned training.
If they have to, they play. Yeah. They can play indoors.
They don't want people, collapsing from heat stroke or something.
And I haven't checked what the weather is going to be in Allen Park next week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm sure if you search out online, they'll be some open practices too.
Oh yeah, yeah, there are. Public. I think the first one is for season ticket holders only, and then they open it up for a few sessions to the general public.
At some point, we'll talk more about the Lions, but just kind of letting you know, it all starts again for another season. Because of course, as the season goes on, I remind our loyal family of very dear listeners like you, we are waiting for that one season that the Lions will. Maybe not even win the Super Bowl, but maybe just appear in the Super Bowl.
And any predictions you can make on what individual on the Lions might eventually rise and follow the path of Stafford somewhere else?
Who's the next Lions likely to win a Super Bowl with another team?
Hutchinson.
T.J.
No, that's Hawkinson. No, Aiden Hutchinson. No, the guy they just got. So.
Oh, you're thinking, no. Let's give him a chance to play here first, please.